Comic View on BET coming to you.
I played too much.
Welcome. It's been a long time, and you know, Beat Radio's been off the air. You know, but I needed a break. I need a hiatus. That's what I meant to say. I needed some time for me. You know, because ain't nobody gonna love me but me. Okay, so I needed some time, but I'm back, and I'm back with an interesting episode. I'm here with my friends, Donovan. Now the bitch act like she mute.
Oh, hey guys.
It's one thing when you think you're being like recorded on like, oh, he's fucking to me.
And then you got my boy-headed friend, of course, y'all love him, Jordan.
He's hello, back again.
back again. Okay, so this episode, I'm going to do something a little different. I want to give very much, you know, other people the floor to kind of run my shit. So I'm going to give it to Jordan today. Okay, right. Look, he's lit.
Okay.
I'm going to Jordan today. We're going to talk about some real deep topics, and we're going to let them, you know, just what's recent going on. You know, oh, Black History Month, too. We got to talk about it at the end. We got to give a Black History Moment.
Okay.
Give me a Black History Month moment. All right, so take it away, Sting.
Hello. You just threw me on the spot right there. I wasn't really expecting that. But nonetheless,
I had to drink my wine.
Every talking about like most recent, the first thing that comes to my mind is just like Zaya and Dwayne Wade and just the idea of transgendered
children.
Yeah. And I think the first thing first, honestly, I guess the first thing first is that like Zaya, do you think she is able to say that she's a woman?
Right.
At this age right now.
Right. So I'm gonna say this, right? I remember being young, you know, and I was gay. Mind you, I always give I'm like Sophia from Golden Girls. I always give a picture of Sicily, 1972. No, but like I always go back and think about like when I was young, you know, when I was a kid, like I was gay. You know, I wasn't transgender, never thought about being a girl, but my want to do feminine things was, you know,
high,
and it was known, you know. So I would be Storm, you know, out of the X-Men crew if I was playing X-Men with my friends.
Yes, we love a girl.
Storm is the best, though.
Please. She was.
You, I like Rogue, too. Rogue is the bitch with the salt and pepper.
I was the G-Man girl.
I always wanted to. I literally had. I remember one time, and I hope I don't sound foolish when I say this, but I remember one time I took the blocks and I had used a rubber band and wrapped it on my foot, and so the blocks would be my heels.
Yeah, you sound foolish.
Oh, wow.
You know, but
but you did it, though.
But I did it. And these were things that weren't supported because I was afraid to let it be known that I was doing these things. Mm. And so I remember one time, like, I had stole a Barbie doll from my cousin and brought it home with me while I was living with my dad when I was younger.
So, how old were you doing this?
Oh, when I was... I was 6 years old.
Mm.
6 or 7, I remember doing these things.
So you're stating, that at 6 years old, you knew you was gay.
I knew I was gay, yes. At 6.
Okay.
At 6
okay.
years old, I knew I was gay. As long as I can remember, I knew I was gay.
Okay.
So if I remember when I was 5, I was gay.
Okay.
I was fucking gay.
I get it.
I didn't have a straight moment.
I hear that. Okay? You didn't have a bi moment? You didn't count as bi?
No.
No shade to the bisexual people. But
I did. But I did come off in the beginning. I'm bi, I don't know.
We all get
back. Right. Well, hold on, let's get back. Let me get back, okay? Because I don't want to talk about me. But I'm just saying, I just remember, because I will.
Mm.
I just remember, this makes it, I just remember being that young and knowing that I was attracted to men. Now, I don't remember a time where I said I wanted to be a woman, but I like the girly things. I would wear my mom's or my dad's like long t-shirts or long little fucking
like it was a dress.
Yes. And I was giving, hey, how you doing? Yes.
Giving him?
Yes.
Hip, body, thigh.
It was times that I know that adults had to tell me, take your hands off your hip like that. You not no girl. Stop standing like that.
Got it.
You know, so in this predicament, I feel that he's being supported to be who... Like, who's to say that if they supported me, like, oh, you better put your hand on your head, would I still be gay or would I wanted to experiment in being transgender? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do want to say that I don't really like that analogy just because it almost seems that, like, people can be... not, I don't want to say forced, but influenced into it to state that, like, if they would have allowed you to put your hands on your hip, would you possibly be trans?
Well, not influenced, just more so supportive of being, of who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what I'm stating is the fact that whether it's support or not, like, if someone's trans, they're going to be trans regardless. That's how I just feel. regarding Zaya. You're right.
Because a lot of the girls are trans and they don't have support.
It gets a little complicated because I think what Brandon is trying to say is that, like,
at that age, let me be clear, at that age,
like, if you're being encouraged to be who you are, who's to say that at such a young age you, like, you don't know whether or not you're trans? Like, if the door is open to be, if you're allowed to be more feminine, then who's to say, like, it kind of, I don't know. It's
because as a child, let me say this: because as a child of anyone who's transgender now could not do it as a child.
Yeah,
because they had people who would tell them, "Don't be yourself. Don't do this." I'm also using myself because I can't talk from a trans experience, but I can say that I kind of understand or like feel like she's transgendered. And I feel like everyone else's judgment on her is, oh, you know, this and that. And I'm like, I feel like the only reason that she can be who she is because she's being supported, you know? Because at 12 years old, I was not being, I'm so glad you're the gay one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't able to get that. But because she has support, she's able to say, this is who I am and this is what I want to be.
Well, yes, I do agree. But the fact that since she has support, it's easier for her to say, this is who I am.
But with that said support, does there come ultimately more confusion? Because
that's what I don't want to walk into. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't believe that the reason why I am not straight is because I was allowed to be gay.
But you feel like sexual identity is already there within you. You are born
and then it's there and it's just gonna reveal itself for what it is.
I don't feel that way. I feel like it's not as black and white. I feel like if you were encouraged, like I think from a DL or whatever, or just, you know, growing up not necessarily being open, you're not really sure. Like if you were encouraged as a child to be fully feminine, fully yourself and immersing yourself, I feel like you may face some confusion as far as whether or not, because femininity is so often attached to being a girl. So if you're encouraged to be feminine, I feel like there will be some confusion as to, like, am I? Like, do I want to be a girl?
I don't believe so.
Like, did you always want to, like, went, like,
I don't think
when I was being feminine as a child, you never misconstrued it as you wanted to be a woman.
I didn't know anything about gay or straight. All I know is that
you wanted to do that.
I wanted to do that. And my image of women were dresses and heels. So I wanted to be the feminine one. I wanted to be a woman.
I wanted to be a woman as a child.
I'm not gonna say I wanted to be gay because I don't know what gay is at that point.
But I know that
I wanted to be the mom. I wanted to be the aunt, the sister. I wanted to be the woman. I would play school with my womanly cousins, and I had to be principal Miss Brown or Miss Apple or something like that.
The one with the sass and the one that quit and all of that.
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to be. And that's what I would tell them. I would play Coyote Ugly, the movie, and then go down the block to my grandmother's house and get on top of her damn dresser and dance around like I was in Coyote Ugly.
Well,
again, I didn't know that was gay, but I know I wanted to be feminine. I wanted to look like the girl.
Yeah.
Understandable, but I feel like that exact, whatever you just described is who he is now. You know what I mean? So that hasn't changed. I still see him on videos. And it's who he is now.
But I don't put on heels.
Minus the heels and the skirt.
Right. Okay. And boom. So had I been with... My thing is this. Have I been supported to be gay or be feminine or any of us were to? Would we step into us wanting to be the transgender? You know
because
what I'm saying?
The misconception is that femininity, again, is linked to being a woman. So it's like, as a man, I can't be feminine, so I must want to be, like, if that was supported, it'll cause confusion. Like, if femininity is encouraged or being who you are is encouraged as a child, you may not know where you fall in the spectrum. Like, I feel like, you know, or it could be something that comes, like, innately to you, like Dwayne Wade's daughter. I feel like me personally, if I was under that pressure where I was, not pressure, but if I was allowed to fully be, you know, fully feminine, then it will cause some confusion within myself. I'm like, well, wait, am I gay? Am I trans? Am I bi? Like, I don't know, because the spectrum is, like, it's free now, so I don't know.
I feel like it's the Jordan saying making faces at us.
What do you think, Jordan?
Let's just speak. I'm sorry.
I believe that your sexuality is what it is.
It's determined. You already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that my father or my mother could have done to make me straight.
Well, we're not talking about sexuality. We talk about gender.
But either or.
You think that your gender identity is innate?
is a part of your sexuality?
No. Your gender identity is not a part of your sexuality.
Okay. Your gender identity, you feel like...
I feel like your gender identity is what it is.
No, because if I'm a woman, if I'm born a woman, I like women. What do you mean? I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Your gender identity is what you want it to be. And I don't believe that, like, it can be influenced to fall in some other realm or some other category. Or if you start wearing skirts, like, you're eventually start identifying as a woman. I just feel like that's ridiculous.
Okay,
like, you know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous to
think.
Well,
I'm not saying that, like, wearing the... I feel like it will...
Because how many women are allowed to be tomboys and wear all the, and do all the men shit?
If they were supported to do so.
Who? Everybody.
And still be... And still be
straight as shit. Yeah.
But I feel like, again, it causes some confusions for those girls. Or you don't think that it does?
I don't think them girls are confused with whether if they're straight or gay or whether they identify as a man or a female. Because those tomboys always say, I don't fuck with girls. It causes a lot of issues, a lot of drama. They know who they... What they identify as, who they like to hang with, and who they don't like to hang with.
That's true.
So I don't think that... Allowing these younger kids to wear skirts or wear shirts or wear fucking Tims or whatever it is gonna make, oh my god, I'm so confused if I'm a guy or a girl. Because reality, your brain, it's already there. You know what you identify as.
So I think there's two different things. I think age plays a factor in it. I think if you're a young child, like 5 or 6, then being allowed to be, you know, whatever of the opposite gender spectrum, you may face some confusion. I think being a lot older, you're able to differentiate to say, hey, like, okay, right, I know I'm not this. Like, if you're, you know, like 12 years or 13 years, where you have a little bit more, you're a little bit more sure of yourself, you have a little bit more self-esteem, then maybe you'll be able to distinguish, like, okay, such and such, I like this, I don't like that. Like, this is my gender identity. As opposed to being 5 or 6 or 4 or whatever
age,
and being influenced or encouraged to be whatever. You'll be like, well, am I this? Like, I don't know what this is. Like, maybe I am trans. Maybe I do want to be a woman. Maybe I'm bi. So I feel like age plays a different. But I do agree with you. I see what you're saying. As far as like, and not really like, you know,
influencing that much.
Yeah,
and I definitely do agree with you as well. Just stating around the fact of like, in a way, I do think there is an age that's a little too young,
like a 6-year-old.
Not even like a 3-year-old. Like for instance, like Charlie Theron's son. I think his name is Jackson. I was just reading something. I said that like. He identified as a girl at 3, and Charlize Theron has been raising him as a girl, and he's now 6. So now I think that falls into what you said about, like, a 3-year-old, like, I'm a girl, like, as a 3-year-old, I also did state that, like, I was, like, a gorilla, and, like...
Not a gorilla, baby.
Like, I was, like,
and I was
dragon,
an astronaut, you know?
Like, hold on, girl, I'm gonna be a fucking astronaut.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Got it.
What do you think, brother?
So, Zaya, first of all, I support all my transgendered brothers and sisters. I believe that, you know, with Zaya, for me, I'm giving very much, like, you know, I support you, Zaya Wade. You got my love, because I feel like she's a little older to understand or the word I'm trying to say is differentiate. I'm saying,
differentiate.
You know what I meant. And, you know, between certain things. But, Charlize Theron,
that's a little weird.
But this is where my perspective earlier when I was saying comes into place. It's like, girl, you wanna...
What's the right age to kind of...
Yeah, when is the right age to determine that
your
it's
identity.
Not me being, like, you know, I don't know. I'm so confused. Because I support Zaya, but I have a hard time trying to support
Jackson.
Yeah.
No, I support... Jackson, just because I will always support someone being themselves, but
I'm just not ready. I don't think that's okay.
It's a little weird, like,
it's a little weird. It's very young. I will say,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm playful. I'm thinking about
like,
what toy I'm about to play
remember,
with.
Also, like, 3. Like, we're 3. Not talking about, like, Jackson did not come out at 6.
Mm-hmm.
From what I read, Jackson came out at 3.
Yeah.
And she started raising him as a raising her.
And let's be clear, the younger kids, we're not saying they stupid or slow or dumb. We're not saying the younger you are, the dumber you are. But go ahead.
Say I just like, how do you know if, like, can you even, do you know the difference between girl and boy?
I mean, at 3 years old, like, I think, psychologically you are at that age able to like identify like, yes, this is a boy and this is a girl. I think at that age, you know, you are having these gender kind of like norms placed on you, and boys do this, boys do girls do that. Do I think that that's a appropriate age to be able to say I am, you know fill in the blank? I don't know. I'm conflicted because even hearing
Brandon's story... I just want to say that earlier my story was meant for this part right here. I was not trying to say anything about Zaya.
Yeah.
What I was saying was I support... That's what I was getting fucked up. Because I was saying I support her, but go ahead.
Brandon's story, I feel like, obviously, like, from a young age, you knew, you know, 5, 6, you knew what your sexual... I mean, you knew
that
I
wanted to be feminine.
You knew that you wanted to be feminine. You knew that I wasn't the...
I didn't know anything about, like, I wanted to... You know, transgender just wasn't a word, you know?
Got you. Do you think, like, I don't know, do I think a 3-year-old can do that? I'm not necessarily sure, but I do feel like people at a young age, I will say, they know their sexual identity. I don't know if 3 is the right age, but I do feel like at a very young age, like, I knew from a very young age, like, what my sexuality was, what my gender identity was, like, so, but I don't even have memories as... Early as 3-year-olds to be able to be like,
I do feel like early.
Like,
I think now the luxury of the kids today now have is the internet. Back in the day, I didn't know what gay was. Right. You know what I mean? So, like, for me, it was like I really wanted this boy to be my friend. That's how I conceptualize it. And I feel like now. Zaya can see that, like, oh, I feel like I'm in the wrong body. Oh, there's a trans. Oh, so that means I must be trans. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, they have more information out there to actually conceptualize and visualize and actually act upon the thing that they're feeling. Whereas in us, we were literally just trapped, like, just stuck in limbo, just with confused thoughts. Like, I was, like, in 7th grade, like, I just really want this guy to be my friend.
Mm.
And then it was a friend that would just be like, yo, Jordan, are you bi? I was like, oh, oh, shit. Like, oh, shit, that's a thing? Like, you know what I mean?
And that's my thing. When it kept saying that to me as a kid, are you gay? I was like, what the fuck is gay?
Well, it's different because that's the thing. Like, how you identify as and who you're sexually attracted to are two different things. So to be able to say at a very young age, you should be able to say, I identify as a. But as far as... who you, not to be like, you know, kind of crude or brass, but who you're trying to fuck, you're not saying that at 3, like, baby, I'm gay, like, no, like, that. I don't think that's a... Brandon just made a face. But I don't think at 3 years old you're trying to, like, you know about, like, you're, like, you know, you're sexually attracted to someone, but I do think that you're able to be like, no, like, I feel like...
Understandable.
But I don't know, it gets...
No, that's understandable. It gets confusing. At 3 years old,
basically, it's confusing for us.
Yeah.
Because we don't experience it.
We never experienced it. We're not transgender, you know. Transgendered, you know, men and women have to be able to tell their story.
So much.
You know, and they go through a lot more than we ever will. You know, we can come out and say, oh, I'm gay. Like, and I feel like we'll be more accepted of being gay rather than I'm transgendered. You know?
Absolutely. The transgender community
it'll be smashed, you know.
They take the biggest blow of all the hate. And even from our community.
And I think now that Dwayne Wade, who has such a big following, is like, you know, I support my transgender daughter. You should too. And hopefully we can make it more... accessible to the world, to the knowledge of being transgendered as a child, as a middle-aged adult, or whatever the case may be.
Well, I think first what needs to happen, because, you know, it was beautiful definitely to see Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union really, you know, come together and support, you know, their child. But what was also, you know, really baffling was this whole, the backlash and the hate that came from it. And I think that, especially, like, you know, comments with Lil Boosie saying, like, oh, you know, don't cut his dick off and all of these different things. And it's
Boosie,
like...
Boosie gay.
Boosie is
gay. Can we get that on the table?
That whole ass nigga. Boosie, oh, hold on, because I don't know if I should be saying his name. He might try to get my shit cut in.
But
that
man
is gay.
But, so... let's not use homosexuality.
I'm not using it as a weapon. I'm saying he's a
DM. I mean,
so you said that's a weapon.
I believe that man is actually a closeted homosexual, but that's okay. Let me say this.
I feel like he probably had homo sexual
urges, tendencies. Acts. He did it. He has Jack.
He does, because he always... Okay, so yeah. Or let me say this. Some of y'all look like Boosie. How about that?
But pretty much, I just think that the, society in general just needs to really know how to differentiate between sexual identity and sexual attraction. Because the whole cutting off dick thing, oh, don't let him be, like, all of this is just like, how he identifies that is ignorant. So just, I would, you know, really encourage everyone, and even myself, because, like, I'm not, like, you know, a master, and I'm probably saying some shit that's very inaccurate, but, yeah, just, you know, encourage everyone to just inform themselves a little bit more.
And it's like what Gabrielle Union or Dwayne Wade say, that, like, he doesn't truly understand it, but he's listening to Zaya, like, period, like, and I feel like that's how we need
to... They reached out to the podcast, it's like, and, you know, how am I supposed to be with a transgender daughter?
Yeah. And that's it, and I feel like we need to just, even as just gay men, like, we need to just say, like, I may not understand what you're dealing with, going with, thinking, but I'm just gonna take your word for what it is, because you're a person, and let you be who you need to be to get where you need to go, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we actually, and when you brought up Boosie, like, it just... To me, it just displays just all of the hate that the LGBT community faces, specifically children. Because, you know, I was just watching this Netflix documentary.
Oh, which one?
Mm-hmm. About Gabriel Fernandez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I heard about that.
It was... Jordan, what the fuck is you laughing for, bitch? Why is you laughing, bitch? Why is you laughing at me? What is wrong? That was not nice. That's not nice. That is not nice.
No, I was laughing about that little Boosie video of him getting out the hot tub.
Looked like a burnt fucking hot dog.
Like a little turd.
A burnt roach.
Someone let him go in the fucking hot tub. Like,
come on, stay on topic. Stay on topic. Let's talk about Gabriella.
Fernandez. I don't know if you've seen it. It's ultimately a child abuse story about how an 8-year-old was literally tortured for about 6 months, and it ultimately resulted in him dying.
Wow.
And during a lot of the beatings, his parents were calling him gay. Like, they believed that he was, like, they believed he was gay.
Oh, wow.
So we believe that it seems like it was from that. Like, the hate for him stemmed from the fact that they believed he was gay.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm not too familiar with the story, so I don't want to speak out
of turn. I just watched it today. When I tell you I want to fight the mother, I want to be in the middle.
I want to beat that lip.
Ooh, that lip liner in the eyebrows.
Yeah, because it should be awful because it's 2020. That's one, but I also still want to beat it off because it looks ridiculous.
Did she have? Well, basically, the story of the mom was. Oh, the story of the child, Gabriel. She just wasn't a fit mom. And you could tell she wasn't a fit mom because Gabriel went home with the uncles. Then he went home with the grandparents. And then that's when he went home with his mom. Mm. So I think up until like a certain age, he was with everyone else who had all these pictures of him smiling and loving. Mm. And you can't find one picture with his mother and him smiling.
But please keep in mind also the reason why they left. So initially Gabriel went home with his uncles who are gay.
Yes.
And they were raising him. And the reason why Gabriel was taken out of their custody because someone lied and said
that the uncles were
sexually assaulting
the young kid. Yeah.
Because gay men are
predators. Like, we are like the pie fucking piper looking for the fucking kids.
We're literally
running around looking for fucking
kids. It's literally absurd.
Kids are not attracted to us, and we're not attracted to kids.
They can't take shots.
Okay.
Not because they can't take
shots. They literally are horrible.
Yeah, like broke adults. Friend.
Literally horrible as fucking
yeah, broke friend you gotta take care of. No, but that's crazy. That's insane.
So then after that, he ended up going with the grandparents or the grand aunt, whatever. I don't know who it was. And then the grandfather and them. And then after that, that's when the mother, Gabriel's mom, I forget her name. I don't even want to say her name.
Yeah, I don't.
But she basically, you know, she was, you know, basically snatched the little boy from his grandparents. And so in the process of her being with the child, she's abusing the child. She was doing all these things. Wow. Her and the boyfriend, they had...
My new boyfriend's like 6'5".
Boyfriend's like 6'5". 380. 372
Wow.
So imagine the Incredible Hulk beating up Spider-Man.
Wow.
Not even Spider-Man. I mean like... Well, Spider-Man from Avengers. Like Little Man Spider-Man. Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Every day. And so they locked him under the
In the cupboard.
Uh-huh.
Under the sink cupboards.
Uh-huh.
Locked his ass up in there and had him on in cuffs and ropes and stuff.
They fed that little boy cat litter.
They fed him cat litter that was found in his stomach.
So, all right. So, boom. So, great question. So, from all of this, there was multiple attempts from social workers reaching out, going to the home, speaking to the parent. And ultimately, the social workers did not do their job.
They didn't do a damn thing.
They didn't do their job.
They didn't do a damn thing.
Do you believe that they should have been in jail?
Let me say this, right? I feel that the only person that should go to jail, honestly, is the social worker that was appointed to him as a child, to the child, the girl, and plus her boss. I feel like those are the only two people that kind of should have been to jail. Now, I'm not sure if all the social workers in there was all the social workers ever around. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that she deserves, like, the both of them deserve that jail time.
For me, the only one that really, really, really deserves jail time is, I think her name was like Pat. Something.
Stephanie.
Not Stephanie.
Oh, the white woman. The older white woman.
The woman that did not fill out the body chart. Mm. Because they had like two different categories of like social workers. It was some like emergency.
Let me be clear. I didn't watch that last part. I fell asleep.
Shit, sorry.
No, but go ahead. Talk to us about it.
Come on. There was like emergency social workers, and these are actually the new people that like would be, I guess, dispatched to homes in an emergency. Mm-hmm. And what was happening is that I'm assuming that Stephanie was only talking to the mother, and the mother was like, he fell off a bike, he did this, and she was like, cool, yeah girl, thank you, but when she
just left,
despite the teacher actually calling like, yo, like he has scars and da 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 da. The reason why I don't think Stephanie should go to jail is just because I feel like that could have been a rookie mistake. You know what I mean? Mind you, when you see pictures of the family, they don't look that like inviting. So Stephanie could have been scared of getting her ass beat in the hood.
This is
a social worker.
No, black family.
White, Spanish, Hispanic? Like Hispanic or Mexican, one of those.
Okay.
They don't look happy. Like they don't look inviting. So granted, so that's why I don't feel like Stephanie is not at fault. The person that
let me say this, working in the field, right? No matter, I don't care. When it comes to your job, they said she was new, right? So she was new. However, when it comes to a job that you signed up for and they explain to you what will take place, you need to make sure you follow up and keep up when you work in that job. Mm-hmm. That's one.
Yep.
Two, let me say this. It don't matter. I know we got crazy families that live in the shelter system that I got to call ACS on if they do something wrong with their child. I'm talking about if they decide to smoke in a room, I got to call ACS. Mm-hmm. That's in my job title, bottom line. Like, I would not be... first of all, I guess it's because I'm not scared. That's one. Two, on the other hand, when they go out to ACS and do those visits, they come with the cops, girl. So you got cops. You could get very much like, girl, like... I'm taking this child. You understand what I'm saying? If you did your job fully. Mm. Period.
Well, yes. But what I'm saying in the fact... Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, the only thing that I will say in defense of social workers is that... I mean, I'm not personally a social worker, nor do I have any social work experience. But I've had relations with a couple. The only thing that I will say is that... I heard that the workload and the amount of cases that they receive is like, you know, it is like a heavy workload. It's a lot. And not that that's an excuse, but just as like, you know, just to try to throw a bone and to try to, you know, rationalize what may have happened. Maybe the social worker was over. Again, I did not see, you know, the situation. I'm not, you know, too aware about the details and things of that nature.
The thing about it is that to me, at the end of the day, if you see a child and the child got a bruise, if you see a child, his head is shaved a different way. Like, what child goes to school with patches shaved in their head and then a scab?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And that's another thing that, like, I would understand if the workload was... I would understand it more if they said Stephanie never got to the case. Like, they handed her the case and
that's,
it never got to
that's more understandable,
it.
Right.
But you can't sit here and tell me that, Stephanie, you made multiple house visits and you ain't speak to... Like, but granted, once again, like...
If you talk to, me, you that talk to anybody
be,
in the house,
that could be a rookie mistake. She is new.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, like, we all know, if the mother tell you that her son fell off a bike and you say, can I speak to the child... In a way, you're blatantly calling her a liar to her face.
I am.
Exactly. But
I am. And let me tell you why I'm calling you a liar.
Because you're lying.
You lying, and that's why I'm here.
Yes, but once again, what I'm saying is that as a rookie in the field, that
as
might
a
be,
rookie in
that
the
might
field,
be too much. You're,
it's too challenging.
It's a little too challenging.
But they tell you your job description when you sign up.
I know, but bitch, you like that's like me telling you that you better go fight a bitch that's fucking 250 and you pull up. and the bitch is like 8 feet broad. Like, you know what? It's different when you actually get on the job. The difference
is that, like, Brandon is about that life, bitch. He wants to smoke. He's confrontational. So he don't have a problem. I don't have a problem telling a bitch, bitch, I want to speak to the child. Like, I need to speak to the child. Yeah. But then again, another...
Some people take time to ramp up to that point. Because even when I was a manager, like, you think I would tell the customers, like, well, you're not getting a discount.
Because you classy. Because I
was... Eventually, I was like, no, girl. I said what I said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I was like, no, I said what I said. But yeah. I feel like... That's why I feel like I would cut her some slack. Mm. I'm not...
Fuck Steph. Bitch, you should have been doing your job. Lock her ass up.
Give her 1 year.
I'll give her five.
Five?
That's you know what? Come how many Steph, how many visits did you do? Because however many visits you did is a year for each, bitch. Mm. Play with me.
Okay.
Play with me.
Brandon has spoken. Next, Pat. This bitch.
Mm. Pat gave me Pat Carroll from... she played Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
I can see that. The voice. I can see that.
Well, I'm not saying... Hold on, let's be clear. I'm not saying she's Ursula. But I'm saying... You fucking bitch. If you ever seen Pat Carroll, like, in person, or, like, you seen the person form of her, not the Ursula form of her. Because, mind you, they both are big. But that's who Pat reminds me of, Pat Carroll.
Well, she's a big bitch.
Got it.
But nonetheless, with those that girl, glasses. She needs... I've been for, like, 5 years. 4 or 5 years.
Who was Pat again?
Pat was a social worker that lied and said she completed body charts for this child. Mm. And the body chart is supposed to be documentation of all the scars of the body.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And when you see the picture of this child, he's completely bruised up. And
but you don't, chart, on the chart, there's no nothing. Chart that you say anything.
One chart would have taken him out the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Pat, I just feel that Los Angeles... Whatever is it, social human services, whatever that is, social, whatever they are, mm-hmm. they failed that child.
Well, they failed a lot.
What shows me is that it's not they failed not just that child. I feel like they failed multiple children. Of course.
If that's happening in that home, then there's definitely more homes where that's multiple. The case,
yeah. Absolutely, I'm probably not to ruin the interview, but as soon as the detective leaves the courtroom, he gets a call within like I think it was like between like 4 weeks. About another same situation of a kid dying due to abuse. Like, wow. The system is constantly failing. Like, that's nothing new.
The only person that really tried their hardest to do something was the teacher.
But was the teacher.
And I love my teacher. I feel like my teachers that I've grown up with, I feel like they would have took the initiative to be like, well, hold on, no, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know? And that teacher, she tried her hardest. She did what she could do. Mm-hmm. And then some... The then some would have probably been keeping the child herself.
Mm-hmm. Just grabbing the child, yeah.
Grabbing the child to call 911. But mm-hmm. because she felt that she needed to just do her job the right way... Mm-hmm. I feel like she just did a job, which is good. Yes, do your job. You did more than what the fuck everybody else in the whole scenario did. However, the then some would have been, you know.
But I think that goes back to the fact that we are then some people. Mm. You know what I mean? Everybody literally is, they're not going to be able to literally challenge people head on and say, I'm the only person that wants to do this, I'm going to do this. Or my superior is telling me not to do this, and I'm still going to fucking do this. Mm-hmm. Because she mentioned it to her to the principal. Mm. And the principal was like, just call it in, and that's it. Mm. And then she was like, and that was the first time she came on, like, speaking about how, like, her Gabriel stated that his mom beat him with the belt buckle. Mm. She told her principal about it, and he was like, yeah, report it. And then something else happened. He came back and looked even worse. And she brought it back to the principal. He was like, did you report it? And she was like, yeah, but then he looks even really worse now. And he's like, well, that's all we can do. Don't waste your time into that. Wow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting emotional a little bit.
That's crazy.
Thinking about you seeing that child and that child walking around and you don't really think to do anything. You know? Mm. Like, if you think about the bruises and all the hurts that he said, like, on his behind, all of that. Like, did anybody pay attention to him in the way he sat down? Did anybody pay attention to how... Because that abuse, I'm sure you're still not outspoken. I feel like you probably shy away.
Nah, Do you remember the part when she stated that, like, somebody dropped a pencil near him or something, and she was like, Gabriel, can you pick that pencil up for me? He was like, that's not my pencil. And she said she got really aggressive. And I was like, that's, for me, that was just another example because I already believe this, but aggressive kids come from aggressive households. Mm. Like, I don't think people realize how much kids are like
they model behavior, yeah.
And they literally just soak in everything around them. Literally, and that's why I hear so many parents like, me and her got the same attitude. She annoying, then we clashed literally.
Are you proud of that?
She's literally picking up everything
you've done.
You've done in the household around her.
Yeah. That's why when I see kids be shady, I'm like, oh, your parent must be shady.
Yeah. Must be shady.
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh no, my mother not. Yeah, she is because you shady.
Thank you. Like, who you learning that from?
Who you learned that from?
Are you cursing a lot? You fighting a lot? Who you learning that from? Somebody in your house is getting their ass beat, and someone is beating people's asses. Yeah.
Right, and you can always tell when a kid is being poured into because they're not full of themselves, but they don't think less of themselves. You understand what I'm saying? So shout out to the parents that's doing what they supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's really, and it's
because it's hard. Y'all laughing, bitch. I'm crying.
No, I feel like I guess what's most upsetting to me about the story is that he faced all of this because of this assumption that he was gay is even like crazy to even me. Crazier. Like, you know, even you know it being 2020 is still like you would think that shit like this wouldn't even be like relevant that at this point in a society and people's lives that
I want to suck dick and wear dresses. It's your business.
Exactly. Like it's none of your should be literally none of your it should literally be none of your concern. And the fact that this little boy is dead now because of, you know, whatever his identity, whatever his sexual attraction is, it's crazy. Like it's literally crazy. And I don't know if I misheard this, but you said the uncle was gay as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which feeds into the entire situation about how like even like that was the best set of parents that he had.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out because they were gay.
Yeah.
And you know the stigmas that come along with that.
Yeah.
And do you know that one of them actually got deported?
He did.
Yeah, one of them got deported back to Mexico.
That's considered an interracial relationship?
I would say yeah.
Wait, well, so what were their... What were
they're
their,
Mexican. If they're Mexican, it's not interracial.
They were both.
Am I saying that right?
Is Mexican?
It interracial?
Interracial.
Interracial.
Inter.
You hear me? Interracial.
So they were... Wait, so what was the...
I don't really know, but I know one of them just got deported because Netflix had to, like, go to fucking Mexico.
I feel like that's interracial relationship.
I would say yeah, it was. It's in a way. I'm damn near an interracial relationship. I'm from Harlem. He was from Brooklyn.
That is not interracial.
That's a little interracial.
That's not interracial relationship.
It's a little interracial.
Interracial, we're talking about African American, Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian.
Yeah. You gotta use
that. Would you fuck with it?
What, interracial relationship?
Yeah.
Interracial?
Yes, Brandon. Would you partake in penis that is not the same color of this table? Brown table.
This is a red table.
If he was Italian, yes.
Okay, if you like it. Your pasta.
That's it. That's it, because I love Italian. I love the love. Like I love the mob mentality they have.
Al dente, darling.
I would do that. But I don't know why. Like, I was thinking about the other day. Like, we got some, because, you know, celebrities, you know, they got some, you know, we got some gay celebrities that are out. Derek Gordon, Lil Michael Nas Sam, X,
Frank Ocean.
Don't include Michael Sam. Barely include Frank Ocean.
No, but we can include them. You want to know why we can include them? Because they all have interracial relationships.
Whoop.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this might sound a little weird, but they're a different grade of black gay.
But how so? What do you mean? Like, they not hood? Or you say they Hampton gay? Like, talk to me about
not
it.
Hampton
talk
gay.
To me about it.
I'm going to talk to you.
Talk to me. We got some more wine?
No, we got Tito's.
I'm good. Let's finish.
I feel like they're... I can't really conceptualize it and really put words to it, but
you should not say Michael Sam's an Oreo.
I don't want to say an Oreo because it is... No. I am not stating that.
Okay.
But what I'm stating is the fact that I feel like there are some black gays that try to stray away from, I don't want to say black culture, but they consume and interact and absorb black culture as if they are not black. If you get what I'm saying.
Themselves, yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean? Like,
weird.
Is it like
a weird paradox. Like,
it's a super weird paradox. Yeah. Like, from 5 minutes into talking to someone, I can be like, oh, you like a new black.
What you mean a new black?
Well, I mean, you like black, but you're not black. Yeah. Like, it's like one of the, I know what you mean.
Like, you, like, your hoodness and you is you walking through Williamsburg with, like, some Yeezys on.
Yeah.
Not knowing that it's real, like, bitch, if you don't got the Tims on a Fab, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
It's hard to explain, but...
I mean, like, okay, yeah, but let's move forward.
My whole thing is, I am in full support of interracial relationships. I have no issue with it. I think that you should be able to love who you want to love. Love is love, literally. The issue that I have with black gay celebrities in interracial relationships is that I feel like they almost go out of their way to not date, like, black men. And it's, like, it's a little bit upset. Like, Tyler, the Creator, for example, supposedly...
he's so woke and so, like, Wakanda forever.
Whatever, supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be gay. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but he said...
No, he is.
He blatantly said that he does not like black boys. Man. And that's upsetting to me. Like, and I feel like there's a trend of black gay celebrities who...
He said that?
Yes. Yeah. He said he only dates white boys. And it was... You know, you get... As like, a gay boy, you get excited when you find... Oh, there's somebody that's a celebrity that, like, you know... Is the same lifestyle. And, you know...
And now he really checking me. I got a chance.
Yeah, like, you know... romanticized them. Right. Exactly. Like,
you gotta watch that word.
Yeah. Okay, and it just was word. Like, it's really upsetting because you really want, like, you know, as a, like, well, not a black boy, but as a black man, you want that fantasy. You want to be able to romanticize these black men. And it's like, you can't even because
they're blatantly stating, like, yo, I don't fuck with you.
And I don't know why exactly that is. Like, what this whole idea of, I don't know if it's like they're genuinely. I mean, I'm sure they're not purposely going out of the way and saying, like, fuck all black people.
I think they fall into the stigma of,
but like, it's weird.
Black men as a character of, like, or all the stereotypes that are associated with it. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, they probably see most black gay men the same way porn depicts black gay men.
Like,
the Tims, they're always, like, being arrested. They're always, like, the thug. Like,
what type of fucking porn are you...
BBC.
Shout out to Jason Love.
Hello. Get in today.
No, but even then still, it's just like, I don't know, like, that's just ignorant. And then if that's the case, then it's, they really need to ignorant. Like, really educate and inform themselves on what it is. But I'm just tired of seeing that. I mean, again, no issue with interracial relationships, but I do have an issue with seeing so many, like, black gay men. Like, I don't know. I just want to see one black gay celebrity.
I
want to
see,
like,
one black gay celebrity be with another black gay man.
Hello.
You know, I want to be like, show me love. You know, I want to be able to go to your party and know that I won't have to stop for, like, a...
Kind of Joe.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. But yeah, you know, I don't want to, you know, at your wedding, like, Taylor Swift can play one, two songs. Mm. I can't do a whole album. Mm.
I want to be assured that, like, electric slide is going to be come off.
Okay, yes. I want every motherfucking dance.
Oh, I need electric slide.
Okay.
Then I need Cupid Shuffle.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And I need to hear Let It Work. You know, I need to hear that. Okay.
Then the
Okay, I need to hear that.
Because, you know,
shine a light on them. I need to hear that. I need to hear that.
Hello.
But yeah, as far as why it is that way, I don't know. But it's a trend that definitely needs to stop. Like, I don't know why. I can't really, like, really analyze why it is the way it is.
I feel like they fuck themselves over all the time just because, like, no one gonna hold you down like someone that can, like, see you as a real family member.
Is that Selma?
No, no one gonna hold you down. Like,
okay.
For instance, like, from my knowledge, Michael Sam's boyfriend told him to come out.
Right.
He came out and the NFL said... Girl, we're not fucking with you.
Whoa.
Boom. And then Michael Sam was like, what about the... Then he tried to come back to the black gays and was like, where's your support for my community?
Oh, no, he did not pull that, bitch.
Girl, fuck you.
I mean, girl, we should still support him, but it's that's kind of like a spit in the face almost. Like, I mean, again, you should be allowed to love who you love. You should be allowed to love who you love, but it's like, girl, like, I don't know.
No, well, yes. And yes, he should be allowed to love who he loves.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in the beginning, he wasn't checking for the black gay community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, in the beginning, he was not checking for the black gay community. So now that you actually need help, and because I think his boyfriend left him too.
Yeah, he left him. He left him.
Oh, yes. So once again, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And that's what I feel like. That's what's most annoying. The fact that no one's gonna hold it down. Because if I was me, I'd be like, granted, I wish we can all be who we want to be and da 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 da. But it's not who that is.
Mm.
You need to chase that bag.
No.
I'll watch the game from the top leeches.
Mm. Right.
I'll catch you in the hotel room.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, and granted, it's a horrible thing to say.
Mm.
But I feel like we're more realistic.
Mm.
Like, that's what it is. These are the cards that we are dealt with. and this is how we're gonna play them shits. Mm. Get that bag, get this money, and I'll meet you on the flip side. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna sit there and tell you, you need to come out so I can walk hand in hand with you mm. on the field. Because I don't give a fuck about that.
No.
You wanna play football, you now doing what you wanna do, and I'm good where I'm at until we need to be where we need to be. Mm. But of course, his boyfriend didn't get that.
Mm. Nope.
So she's like, come out.
And Derek Gordon, too. He the same way.
Who's Derek Gordon?
He was the he played basketball for I'm thinking for college. He was the first gay, well, one of the gay boys, the first openly gay college basketball players.
Ooh.
And then what happened?
He's after college. I don't think he even went pro. I don't think he wanted to. But all the thing I know is that he started dating an older white man.
You see, but do you think this falls in? I guess. Boom. I'm gonna put on a little devil's advocate hat. Do you think this falls into the intense homophobia in the black community? Because, mm. Let's be real. The white gays, they be like, they gay since they non, and they good. Case in point, Charlize Theron. Not trying to say her kid is gay, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm. Her kids aren't gay. Her kids are trans.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about. The fact that they're allowed to just be...
They're allowed to experiment and to be themselves. I do think that, you know, the black... community definitely, you know, it's they definitely pigeonhole that men are supposed to be XYZ, do this, and women are supposed to do XYZ. They don't really allow either gender to experiment, and you know,
right? You
so I don't know. I don't think that either gender allowed to. I was literally watching The Circle. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
And there was this, and you know, it's my own ignorance. There was this white guy named Alex, happily married for
He was kind of round. He went in as like some gay white guy.
No, he went as
chiseled.
Yes, he was as a really chiseled white guy. But you couldn't tell me like, and again, forget my ignorance. But you couldn't tell me he wasn't a fucking queen. I'm like, hey sis, like this is my girl, like this is my good Judy. And he's like, I've been married for 12 years, and this is my wife, and I love her. And I'm like, girl, I'm like, you tried it. Like he literally. And it's like, you know, in the white community, that's acceptable. Like, regardless of whether he's a little bit feminine or flamboyant or whatever, he's allowed to be himself.
I get what you're saying.
That's who he is. As opposed to if that was a black man acting that way.
For some odd reason, they love to punch us in our chest to be like, it's going to toughen you up.
I never got hit. Let me be clear. I never got hit for the feminine things I did.
I've had people like, you know, punching the chest. It's like toughening you. I'm like, no, girl. That fucking hurts. Don't do that again.
But then I was always fighting my cousins, too. But I just want to make that clear.
Okay? Yeah. But yeah, definitely, I will say that they're able to,
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that speaks to why... There's been often instances of me running into white men thinking they're fucking gay, and next, you know, like, they bring up their wife. For me, it happened in, like, professional settings.
What the fuck did you say? You trying to say that
so, like, you meeting a white man, and you being under the impression that he's gay, and he's like, my wife, and you're like,
oh. And then I'm running to the other gay guy, I'm like, girl, you know, that guy's a wife. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, he was gay. He's like, no,
I know, he was, yeah, man.
Yeah,
I
hear you now. So, yeah.
But would you date a white man? I don't think Brandon ever answered
that. I did answer it. I said he was Italian. Yes, I would.
Donovan, would you date a white man?
I don't know. So I was watching,
But let me be clear. I'm not attracted to white men. I love me a black piece of me.
Okay, Mr. Well Done.
Okay, well, I want a well done. In a thigh and a leg,
in
honey.
Chewy.
In a thigh and a leg.
You're nasty.
Okay.
I think yes. I want to say yes. That's a very soft yes. I don't know. I feel like I have no issue with race. It just would have to be like a.
He'd have to be like an Eminem white.
No.
Well, he would have to be like a.
Ew.
He would have to be. What's
homeboy? What's Channing Tatum?
Kinda like a little bit more like hip hop, like a little bit more.
No, but
like,
Channing Tatum plays in the movie. He has to be the character.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, you gotta give me that.
He gotta be a little bit.
Ooh, give me a Vin Diesel.
No.
Ooh, give me a Vin. Who played the Four Brothers? The black guy that played the Four Brothers. The white guy that played the Four Brothers.
What is his name?
The older brother.
Mark Wahlberg, I think.
Now give me a Mark fucking Wahlberg. Yeah. And I'll date a white man.
Somebody like that.
I think I would.
Love is love. And if I found a white man who really I felt like truly loved me and was able to give me the life that I wanted, then I think that I would do it. I think that I am a little wary of like all the things that come with dating a white man. Literally, again, sorry to reference another show, but I was watching the show Love is Blind, and they had a white man and a black woman who, you know, dated. And literally out the gate, when the white man was meeting, his name is Cameron, when he was meeting her family, her dad was like, "Have you ever been around black people?" Like literally had to ask him, like, "Have you ever been in a room full of black people?" Like, you do, and like all the things that come with like interracial relationships. And he was like, "You know, I love your daughter," and pretty much like, "I don't give a fuck. Like, I love your daughter." Like,
look,
and
I feel like that's nothing wrong with that though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, that's him accepting.
But it will cause strain on a relationship. I feel like if you have to deal with like the issues that come with like cultural things that like maybe he may not know, like she was wearing a fucking bonnet and he was like, "Oh, like what's this contraption?" Like, literally, and it's like things like that she has to explain.
He
like,
said that?
Well, he didn't say that. He just was literally like, she was like,
"I would have fucked him up."
She was literally,
let's be clear, bonnet is not a black thing. Susie and Rebecca wrap they shit up sometimes too.
With saran wrap.
Okay.
Do they really wear saran wrap?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Don't play with my.
But she literally.
With a cigarette? Miss Betty, she puts that on her ass. Don't play with me.
She literally had to explain to him, like, "This is my bonnet, like, my sick bonnet, like. You know, this is for, like, you know, when I go to sleep, it protects my hairstyle, whatever." So that, like, literally, and, like, things like that, I feel like I'm just scared to, I guess, have to deal and challenge those things. I feel like that's what scared me the most about interracial relationships. But other than that, I don't think I would have an issue. I think that I wouldn't really know how to navigate, like, you know, those issues. I feel like, and things like that, I can maybe be a little
Jordan,
bit
if
ignorant.
Mel was whiter. Would you?
Absolutely.
You think you could?
Yes, I don't think.
Not you think you could. Sorry, like it's a challenge.
Fear factor, this bitch. Like
you think you can handle it?
You think you can go to the extreme? What are you talking about? Oh my god, that's horrible. I apologize.
Of course, just because I feel like I can. Of course, I think I can date my man. I feel like I'm really, really. Even if there are social weird, I mean, awkward social interactions. As you guys know, I'm very good at weird, awkward social interactions.
Yeah, I'm saying every situation.
So no, I feel like there's part like in every relationship, things are gonna be awkward. Things are gonna be weird. Mm. Love is love. If you love. I'm gonna say if you love that nigga, but no, love him.
See? Yeah, see? And that's what I can do is if you love that nigga, can't say that in a relationship. If you love that man, then you can.
If you love that man, Samantha, then you can really, really have to fall in love with him.
Exactly. That's cool. But yeah, so.
Well, yeah, that would be like a little concern for me though.
Mm.
That's one thing I just always think about, how like, you know, like we have like certain like like sayings, accents, and things that we do, and it's because we all have that family member that we can like relate to, and we can hear it being said in that voice. So, like, you know, like when a mother, "Get your fucking ass," like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody mother did that.
That. Yeah,
my mother didn't do that.
Please, and
get over here. That's all she ever had to say.
But, like, for me, I'm just always like a little wary around, like, are you laughing at me or with me? You know what I'm saying? But are you laughing because like I'm the center of attention and I'm like the fucking jester, or
are you laughing at me? Well,
because we get we get the joke behind it.
That's what he's. We better synchronize these.
No, I don't do drugs on my show. What's up with you, girl? We recording. What is your problem? Yo, tonight was cute. What else? Anything else to talk about? We good. Tonight was cute. That was cute. We had a real educated conversation.
Yeah, that was cute. I guess the last thing on the docket would be, I guess, the whole idea of... well, not the whole idea, but we just want to, I guess, say, like, you know, rest in peace to Pop Smoke.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Poppy.
First off,
Kobe and Gigi.
And Kobe and G. And who else is from California? Nipsey, you know,
yeah. Lauren London not playing with you bitches.
She definitely isn't playing with these bitches.
She's really ready to go.
What I will say, and this is no respect, and this may be a very, very unpopular opinion. What just I will say about like death, I have an issue, I guess, and this is again RIP to Pop Smoke, Kobe,
that's
Gigi.
That's my nigga, that's my babe.
I have an issue with social media and like passing, and this thing again may be controversial because I feel like death, like
everybody know you,
like death, everybody know you. They were so, and this like again ignorant to say, but my personal feelings on it. My
a lot of opinion, people don't post rest in peace. A lot of people don't even post that this nigga got a new album.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all rather post from Rest in Peace.
Exactly.
You get more love when you're dead than you are alive.
And I feel like now it's become a fad where, like, when people, like, I feel like when people are posting, it's not a genuine, like, grievance. It's more so like,
oh, let me follow the trend.
Yes, like, and I hate that. Like, oh, I'm just doing it, like, you know, just to, and granted, like, people are affected by grievances in different ways. I know, Jordan. It's probably ignorant, but I don't know.
It's not ignorant. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
I know it's ignorant.
I just feel like it's become a fad where it's like everyone's posting. It's not my job to gauge or tell anyone how this person affected them in any way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not my job to say, oh, bitch, you didn't know Kobe or you didn't know whoever or you didn't know Pop Smoke. Mm-hmm. So how, like... But at the same token, it's like, damn, like, I don't know. Death is death and sad. People should be allowed to grieve, but that's something that kind of annoyed me. And I apologize in advance for anybody who feels the type of way about it.
Speak up, Kim D. Yeah. Speak up, Jordacia.
It's not that I feel like... I don't think it's like a weird opinion, because most people have that opinion. But I feel like I cannot... I don't watch sports. So I damn sure barely watch baseball. I mean, basketball.
See, look, you don't even know what sport the girl
plays. You know what I mean? So, like, okay, I haven't spoke about Kobe since forever. His daughter, Gianna, didn't even know sis played basketball.
Oh, she played basketball, too?
Exactly. You didn't know that either, girl. You seen? But I cannot know these people and be like, damn, I hope they rest in peace. Like,
I did post it, only because I knew who Kobe Bryant was.
I mean, and everybody to some extent knows Kobe Bryant. I feel like everybody, when you were really young and you were shooting something, you're like, Kobe, like, so you do have that connection to him. I didn't throw
into the trash. But I just want to say, put that on the record.
You said what?
I didn't throw things across the room into the trash.
For the record. Classy. And like I said, you're allowed to feel whatever way, but I think with me personally, I just take issue with trying to, I feel like for me, I'm trying to differentiate, like, I guess, are you doing it because you're genuinely affected, or
you want, like, you the just, likes?
The likes.
Trying to get the most popular, like, RIP.
Because people be writing fucking dissertations, like...
Making a whole bunch of stories. When I was 12 years old, and someone like, screamed Kobe, and I got out of a coma.
Nah, I got out of a coma. That's a bit... Sorry, this is...
Bitches will say everything.
This part probably got hit. But, yeah, so that's the only thing that I want to say, but... Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. I like that song.
Not Pop Smoke when he had talking about Kobe.
Yeah. Well, he passed away.
No, Pop Smoke, you know, that's my baby.
That was a setup.
Baby, welcome to the party.
Give me that. Baby. Give me that.
Baby. Baby. I'm like, put my leg up.
Nigga. I'm throw my motherfucking thigh, bitch. You hear me?
Baby.
Sorry, I cursed a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. What are you doing to me, Pop Smoke? Sorry, RIP
to that. You can't talk about him like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's too soon.
Baby, welcome to my party.
You're
going
to have to edit this. Literally.
I don't edit nothing.
Unless I don't edit nothing. Going to be like, your friends are ignorant. Don't put that bitch on.
Nah, but these are our opinions. You know, it might be influenced a little bit because we're drinking wine. But it's real. It's real talk. Mm-hmm. You know, this is how we feel and this is how we see things. Like, although we are part of the LGBTQ community, you know, we don't always understand our transgender, you know, siblings.
Mm.
You know, when it comes to us being black, you know, some of us have an issue with black men dating outside of their race, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
These are all the type of opinions that we have, you know? And I just want to say that I'm black and I think someone is white.
You are?
Mm-hmm. That's transgender.
Mm. So I get that exempts you from all kind of the isms.
I know, right?
Yes, put a scarf on
Hanson. Yes, I'm black, but I got a white friend. I got a trans. Hello. I can say this. I have a transgender friend.
Right.
Told me it was okay. For real. But yeah. So anything else on the docket, guys? You guys have
nothing
anything
else on the docket, girl.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We love y'all. It was a great fucking show. Not just this special episode. This is what's to come. Like, my podcasts are going to be much more with my friends, families, special guests, and things as such. So stay tuned because B Radio is coming back in the springtime. Okay. Yeah, have a good one. Say bye, you guys.
Bye, yo.
Like that, y'all can say, and tomorrow will be better you, a better me.